Hello my loves, welcome back to You Manifested That podcast. My name is Pauline Lejuste and I am a mindset and manifestation expert. I am here to unbrainwash you and help you break free from all limited systems holding you back from creating the life you want. By using psychology, mindset reprogramming, intuition, energy work and behavior change. So thank you so much for listening to me and following me. I'm gonna ask you to leave me a 5-star review comment because it's helping me as a content creator to be more visible and help more people. So thank you so much for doing that. And let's dive deep. Welcome to the biggest haha moment episode of my life and maybe yours. You have a soul contract with yourself, with people, with relationships, and how you make money. Wait, what? No one is talking about that. Let me save you some time. If you don't like your life and this world, that's because you are not following your soul. You have been brainwashed. Like, you have no fucking idea and you are completely paying the price today. You have forgot who you are and you have also forgot your childhood dreams. Like, do you remember when people ask you, what do you want to do when you grow up? So my question for you today is, are you living this? Are you doing what you said you were going to do? Or have you made choices based on what society tells you to do? Or what makes money because economy said it? I have a sentence, I have some information echoing in my head for weeks now. Pauline, what do you want to do? Do you remember what you wanted to do when you were younger? And I have flashbacks of myself in junior high and middle school answering this question. And I saw all the people telling me that I'm gonna fail and I should choose something else. But the thing is, it's repeating itself intensely now in my 30s. And what I want to do is a bit different than what I am going, that what I am doing, but it's still connected. So to let you know, I continue as a coach and you manifested that, of course, because clearly I have wisdom to share. I am connected to a higher power and I am a born leader. And I am here to make things move, but for the right reasons. So I see myself having this podcast until I'm very old because it's also my path and how I grow. But I have a creative and artistic side that is screaming inside of me. Like, I can't hold it anymore. I can hide it. It's coming out of me like a hiccup and this is my soul talking, not my ego. I know you want to know, like, what the fuck is going on, but I can tell you for now. But I know that I was made to have an extraordinary life, a non-conventional life. So I choose to embrace it and jump completely into it. So if you saw my video on Instagram, where I have tears at this exact moment, I just saw my life flash before my eyes. Like, the things I love and I forgot about when I was younger, and all the things I always wanted to do but that I denied for years. All the flashbacks, you know, all the nudges, all the synchronicities and the things I have manifested. It was always calling the same thing at the end. You know, when you watch a movie and you see life go by in fast motion, this is exactly what I saw. All the moments of my life that came together and suddenly made sense. Like a firework of informations where you understand everything and you have all the answers you need. You know, when you have thoughts, when you have like a feeling, something that is insisting and pushing you to go into a direction, even if It doesn't make any fucking sense. Even if it's not where you are, even if it's the complete opposite of what you are doing, that's your intuition. Oh yeah, I just gave you one of the greatest, biggest secrets of humanity. Your intuition doesn't make any sense because it's not made to be logical and rational. Your intuition is not your brain. Your intuition is the voice of your soul. And trust me, if you follow that with your eyes closed, you will make money while doing something you love because it's part of your soul contract. And if it's scaring you, even better, because when your subconscious mind is trained to get into the way of your brain, of your mind, your controlling mind, and if it's trying to stop you, this is a road to take. So obviously, I am not asking you to quit your job. I am not asking you, not yet, I am not asking you to drop everything. I am not asking you to change your life radically and to go live naked in the jungle in Mexico. I'm asking you to remember what you wanted to do when you were a child. What you love to do, because this is your soul calling. I am asking you to do the things you have always wanted to do. It's not necessarily the instant piece of wisdom that's gonna give you your purpose and your destiny and everything, but it's guiding you towards what you are really, really supposed to do. Even if it's just a hobby, go into that direction. You know, for me, it was like telling stories with my dolls, Playmobiles and Barbies, climbing trees, always being outside playing with plants in nature, exploring areas, looking for animals, finding healing plants, because I was already a witch, obviously, singing, dancing, and more than anything, writing things in my journal. Today, I do all of that except climbing trees because I'm afraid to fall. But guess what? I was always complimented on my writing when I was in school. Teachers loved when I was explaining and resuming stuff. And today I wrote 3 books for someone else. So hello, this is my destiny. I have something with writing and storytelling. And this is why I am doing this podcast today. I'm telling you stuff. I am sharing my wisdom with stories. My point is, do the things you loved to do when you were a child. Explore that. Explore the job that called you even when you were a kid. If your answer was cosmonaut, you might not work at NASA, but you can organize workshops or make videos on this topic or write a book. If you wanted to be a ballerina, you definitely have a connection to art, music, performance, you know, artistic director, whatever. You have completely ghosted the little girl and the little boy living inside of you. And this is a problem. Can you believe, like, if we live in a world where half of the planet doesn't honor the soul contract? I mean, can you imagine the karma and the chaos that this can create? Oh, wait, we're already living that. You make choices based off ego and money. And I can totally understand that, and I'm not here to shame you. I did the same because of the brainwashing, okay? But this episode is here to make you shift and twist your mind and remind you that your soul wants something else. And you need to listen to that. Because when you will be 80 years old, you will have regrets and you wish to have taken another path. Most of us, we are forgetting our inner child when we grow up because of traumas, experiences, blah, blah, blah. We are purely living our lives out of ego. And by you just doing that, you're going to pay the price no matter how much money you make. When you only do that, it is damaging your soul. You are losing pieces of your soul by shutting down your inner child especially if you do it for people pleasing, for social acceptance, or for money. Your intuition is the voice of your soul. Literally, like, if you want to be guided on the right path, I am inviting you to get my intuition guide. I put the link in the description of this episode because you need to learn to follow your intuition because you don't know how to do it, and that's okay. But this guide will completely change your direction and connect you with your soul. I want you to remember that you can create a life you want, no matter what society says. We don't listen to them anyway. Thank you so much for listening, and I will see you in the next episode. Much love.